USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are now 3.4 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States, and the death toll has topped 136,000. Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Georgetown University that teens and young adults need to take the pandemic seriously.
Individuals, mostly young people, were seen at bars, congregated in crowded places, many of them without masks, which really adds fuel to the fire. So our challenge today and tomorrow and next week is to try and contain these outbreaks and get us back on the track of being able to not only contain but also to open safely.
The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been admitted to the hospital. She's being treated for a possible infection after experiencing fever and chills. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new report says that only 75% of American adults are wearing facial coverings when out in public to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This according to a survey released by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Facial coverings have become a politically divisive issue as states have started to relax social distancing measures put in place to contain the new coronavirus. The agency first recommended the use of facial coverings or masks on April 3rd as part of an effort to contain the spread of the virus. Several states, New York among them, have since mandated the use of coverings in public spaces, including supermarkets and pharmacies where social distancing may be difficult. All scientific evidence to date has indicated that wearing a mask does help prevent the spread of COVID-19. According to the survey, mask wearing remains the most prevalent in the northeastern part of the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Supreme Court has ruled against the GOP after the party's appeal of a lower court's decision to have their convention in Houston. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Texas Republican Party holding its convention online now after the city of Houston canceled it due to the spread of the coronavirus. The GOP did appeal to the state Supreme Court, but it ruled against the party's push to have a physical event at the George R. Brown Convention Center in the city. The court saying the GOP has a right to hold an event, but it does not have the right to seize that location.
President Trump signed into law a bill requiring sanctions on Chinese officials who crack down on Hong Kong residents' free speech and peaceful assembly.
Today I signed legislation and an executive order to hold China accountable for its oppressive actions against the people of Hong Kong. The Hong Kong Autonomy Act, which I signed this afternoon, passed unanimously through Congress. This law gives my administration powerful new tools to hold responsible the individuals and the entities involved in extinguishing Hong Kong's freedom. We've all watched what happened. Not a good situation. Their freedom's been taken away, their rights have been taken away, and with it goes Hong Kong, in my opinion, because it will no longer be able to compete with free markets. A lot of people will be leaving Hong Kong, I suspect.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.